Let's see. First thoughts. Well, my first thoughts with my wife in Liberia. After not getting a chance to talk to her on Labor Day, we did talk yesterday. And, yeah, she's got a meeting. Like, the you've got Teamwork Africa America, Teamwork Africa on the Liberian side. And they've got a board meeting, 3 o'clock today, 10 o'clock this morning, our time. They're 5 hours ahead. On her prayer calendar, for this day, she has down, pray for our sewing program. Pray that we will have wisdom so that it runs smoothly and is beneficial for our young women. So that would be awesome. And I'll just continue to share that with you and encourage Dawson to be sharing those on the drive as well. Also, this day in history, in 1976. Yeah, Mao Zedong, founding leader of Communist China, died on this day in 1976 in Beijing at the age of 82 after years of autocratic and tumultuous rule. And so, there you go, 50 years ago today. I remember one of my classes in high school, and again, he was probably my best high school teacher, Tom Rondeau. I had him for 2 really cool classes, Chinese American Studies and Great Americans, which was, I've just never heard of anybody else having that class. It was great. And he was such a passionate, wonderful teacher. And the lone statistic I remember from my Chinese American studies was 90% of the people in China live on 30% of the land. That just kind of stayed with me. Also, on this day in history, from 1976, how about if we go back 20 years prior to that, 1956? You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Yeah, a little bit of Elvis Presley. A milestone in early rock and roll as Elvis made the first of 3 celebrated TV appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show on CBS. Finally, we close out First Thoughts on this September 9th with today's reading from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. It's titled, Comparison Will Rip Your Sails, Sink Your Boat, and Blame the Weather. 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. Goff says there's this boat race called the Transpac race that goes from California to Hawaii. He says, I live on the water in San Diego and wanted to sail across the ocean. So one year I was like, why not? It takes about 5 hours to fly from Los Angeles to Honolulu at 500 miles an hour. So the boat trip at 10 miles an hour is pretty long. I wasn't really sure how long it would take, so I bought a bunch of beef jerky, a couple of cases of stag chili, bad move on reflection, and a couple of buddies, and I started sailing west. You can go wild preparing for this race, charting your course, preparing your boat, buying matching outfits, sextants and maps of ocean currents and star charts, not to mention all the tech gadgets, or you can just untie from the dock and go. Goff says, while the Transpac is a really famous race, for myself, I called it a trip. I wasn't in it for the trophy, but for the adventure. Too often we turn what should be an adventure with a few course corrections into a race with others where we over-prepare, overthink, and assume that winning is the only goal. When I left harbor, it was a chaos of careening boats and guys spinning things to make the sails taut. But once you were out in the wide ocean, it was just you. There was no point in comparing. The goal became somehow finding Hawaii at the end of the race rather than missing it and ending up in Japan. Hear this, says Bob Goff. Comparison will rip your sails, sink your boat, and blame the weather. Don't buy the lie that an adventure with God is a race with everyone else. Today's closing question, who do you need to stop comparing yourself to? What a great question. Who do you need to stop comparing yourself to? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV, where we are family. When Peggy and I tied the knot 28 years ago this October 17th, the reprise as we walked out was intended to be the music from Stephen Curtis Chapman's A Great Adventure, and our friend, the late Steve Snyder, was on the piano that day, and so remember that, and miss him as well in thinking about that this morning. We could tell you that for September 9th, yes, learning from Beth that her mom, Molly Moline, happy birthday. Happy birthday to my amazing mom. Love you. And I'm not sharing information I shouldn't there, right, Beth? Yeah, got that covered, like I maybe did with your dad. Sorry about that. Okay. Also, Yeah, I had wonderful coffee and Danish with her dad, Bill, the other day at Cabin Coffee. That was a great time. Lauren Daigle in the CCM world. Lauren Daigle with a September 9th birthday, turning 35. So let's play some tunes from her, starting with Come Alive, Dry Bones. Lauren Daigle on her 35th birthday. On WWIB in a foggy 62-degree Wednesday, your chance to win Mike on movie tickets this morning after 7:15 on WIB.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked. One by one, the enemy is whispered lies and led them off as slaves.
Came across this yesterday from actor George Clooney. Give it a listen.
My sister, who I was very close to, got cancer last year, and she died very quickly. And I was with her when she died. And there was this feeling being with her, holding her hand when she died, understanding how brief all of this is. It was minutes ago that she and I were little kids together, you know? Minutes ago, we were holding hands as little kids. And now, you know, so time goes fast. All of this. And so we have to find nothing but joy. Find joy in the things that make them miserable. You have to find joy. You have to seek joy out. And you have to demand it. And you have to make sure that you demand it of yourself. That's it. Because, look, I don't know what happens after we die. Nobody I know has yet to come back and tell me exactly how it works out. So I know this life, and for this life, then you have to seek joy, and you have to try to find it for your family and your friends. That's what I mean.
I was with him for so much of that, and feeling, I mean, very heartfelt, genuine, sincere, with his sister at her death, and talking about how short and brief life is. Certainly, we think of the book of James, life is a vapor, it's a mist. I agree. I mean, like, the 1970s feel like yesterday, and it's 2026, and so... It's a snap, man. It really is. And yet at the end, obviously, with the line where maybe we part a little bit, is like, you know, I don't know what happens. Nobody's come back. And I think, what about Jesus? What about Jesus? He did predict his own death, and he came back, and there were witnesses. And, you know, so my one suggestion to George Clooney, otherwise, I agree. We need to find joy and help bring it for others.
And he drives one.
Brian Anderson on Brewers TV last night as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied for a 4-3 walk-off win over the Chicago Cubs in 10 innings. In the meantime, this one's for Teddy this morning. I know he enjoys it. John Redding, No Fear. WWIB, we are family. Good morning.
I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with the shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no fear, no fear. The mighty power of Jesus is fighting for me here. No fear, no fear.
Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, and I have a pair of MyCon movie tickets in my hand. Who's going to win them?
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win. Our question that we've been working on since this time yesterday morning is this. If you are typical, what will take you about 4.5 hours? If you are average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. 715-723-2555. And the first clue is now forthcoming.
Yeah, the first clue is this, that the way this 4.5 hours is used has changed over the years. I'll repeat that. The way this 4.5 hours is used has changed over the years.
All right. If you're typical, what will take you about 4.5 hours? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Who wants a chance to win 2 MyCon Cinemas movie passes? If you're typical, if you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I hear a ring. It's ringing.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's try. Honestly, I think that might actually be one of our coworkers calling in, maybe for the front desk. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
Doing laundry.
Doing laundry. I feel like that was guessed yesterday. I'm looking back to.
Yeah, I think it was.
Guesses. It was, yes. Do you have a backup guess? Oh, all right. She's
Something
gone.
Else.
Okay.
All right.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lori from Salt Creek.
All right. Speak up, Lori. What do you think?
Yep. Is it doing your taxes?
That was guessed yesterday as well, too. Do you have a backup guess?
Oh, no, I don't.
All right. No problem. Call us back. Think about it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, this is Victoria from La Crosse. I'm going to say reading a book.
Reading a book. All right. Is it reading a book takes about 4.5 hours?
And the way that's done has changed over the years, right?
Sure. So. Following the clues. Yep. Well done, but not it. But thank you for the call from La Crosse. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. If you're typical, if you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. And as Halvo said, our first clue, it's kind of changed over the years, the way we do this. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from O'Connor.
What do you think?
Wrapping Christmas presents.
Wrapping Christmas presents. Is it wrapping Christmas presents?
Sorry.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
You know, amidst all the change in the world, that still is somewhat standard, though, right?
Which is kind of nice, kind of comforting about Christmas. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, Kayla. This is Linda from Chiffon.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
I don't know, but this is just out there. Washing and waxing and detailing your car.
Okay. Wash, wax, and detail the car. It can take a while, especially if you've got that detail-oriented mind, but not it. Thank you for the call, Linda. We can do 3 more guesses here this hour if we have time, if we get the calls. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
Again. Hi. Oh, I'm trying to turn my radio down here. I want to say, paying your bills online.
Paying your bills, yeah.
Yeah, and that's certainly changed the way that we pay bills before. Write out the checks, you know, like the envelope, put the stamp on, etc. Now you do a lot more online. Is that what it is, though, Havel?
Sorry, Sherry,
but we appreciate the call. Call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555. 2 guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
2 in a row from Whitehall. What do you think, Virgil?
I'm going to guess sending out Christmas letters.
Sending out Christmas letters.
Christmas
sure.
letters, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good. And, that's something my family did growing up. Is it sending out those Christmas letters?
Sorry.
It's not. We get some of those here at the station. It's always really fun to hear from our WIB family. 715-723-2555. 1 guess left if you have it. Again, if you are typical, if you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours for 2 MyCon Cinemas movie passes. Otherwise, if we are guest out this hour, we'll come back around 8:15 this morning.
Time for clue number 2 on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB.
Your chance to win your way into the movies at MyCon Cinemas, a pair of MyCon Cinemas movie passes. If you can solve this at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555, we will remind you of the first clue, then give you clue number 2. Here's the original question. If you're typical, this will take you about 4.5 hours. If you're typical, if you're average, what will take you about 4.5 hours? And how about you got both clues?
Yeah, so the first clue was that the way this 4.5 hours is used has changed over the years, okay?
Okay.
And then the second clue is it involves looking for something.
All right, it involves looking for something. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Give us a call here on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday for your chance to win those Micon Cinemas movie passes. If you are typical, if you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. It involves looking for something. The way this 4.5 hours has been used has changed over the years. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win your way into the movies at Micon Cinemas. We've had a lot of great guesses, including last hour, folks following that first clue, but just not getting through with the right answer.
I'm tempted to say, Caleb, that this second clue is so good that it may be the last clue. And I don't know that we've ever done that for a question before, but I'm like, listen, go figure it out.
Yeah, there you go. So, again, this 4.5 hours, the way this 4.5 hours has been spent, it's changed over the years. So folks following that clue, and then it involves looking for something.
Yep.
It involves looking for something. If you are typical, if you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
She's determined.
Looking for your car keys.
Looking for your car keys. Is it looking for your car keys?
Not.
It's not. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. I actually lost my car keys right before we went on our honeymoon.
And oh, no.
That was unfortunate. Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
Vicky, wow. Quick fingers there. Quick draw McGraw on the phone. What do you think?
Looking for a parking space.
Looking for a parking space. This will take you about 4.5 hours. If you're typical of your average, the way that 4.5 hours has been spent has changed over the years. It involves looking for something. But
it's not it.
It's not what they're looking for. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Osseo.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
Doing laundry.
Doing laundry.
That's been
a frequent guess. You can have a backup guess.
Anything else?
No, I don't. I'll have to call back if I think of something.
All right. No problem. You get locked in on that. You're like, no, this is what it is. But unfortunately, not this time. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Roy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Roy, go ahead.
Looking for mail.
Looking for mail? All right. Is it looking for mail? It's not. Thank you, Roy. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We have time for 3 more guesses. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris Davis, Hollywood, Wisconsin.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
Shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah.
Shopping. Is it shopping? I think we'll have to say,
yeah
we need more
something
specific
more
answers
specific,
than that.
Yeah.
You can we'll let you be more specific if you want.
Okay. Christmas shopping.
Is it Christmas shopping?
Nope.
Not Christmas shopping. Thank you. 2 guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hey, Julie, what do you think?
Is it hotels for vacations?
Hotels for vacations, like looking for a hotel?
Yeah.
Picking one out. Is that it?
Sorry, Julie.
It's not. Thank you, though. All right. Final guess here before we push this off to 845. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Victoria again from La Crosse. I'm going to say buying or renting real estate.
Buying or renting real estate. Is that it? If you're typical, if you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. The way that 4.5 hours has been spent has changed over the years. It involves looking for something. Are we sending Victoria to the movies?
We are not.
Not this time, at least. Thank you for the call from La Crosse. I know, it was a big build. Thanks for being a good sport. You bet. All right, so we'll give you all, I guess, another clue.
We can't be predictable, you know?
Yeah. We will have to figure out another clue, and we will give you a shot at winning once again coming up after 8:45.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB for a pair of Micon movie tickets, the movie of your choice.
715-723-2555. This is the question we've been working on since 7:45 yesterday. If you are typical, this will take you about 4.5 hours. If you're average, what will take you about 4.5 hours? And we are stacking the clues here, Havel. And the first clue had to do with how that time that 4.5 hour time span is spent, and that's changed over the years.
Yeah, and then the second clue was that it involves looking for something.
And now the third clue was actually given by a caller in the last segment about 20-ish minutes ago, and we're not going to tell you what that is. Hopefully you were listening and paying attention, but there was actually a fairly significant clue that was a clue that we were considering, but it was actually given by one of our guessers last time.
Absolutely.
So hopefully you were paying attention to that.
We want to reward your listening.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from on this beautiful Win It Wednesday?
Clint from Fall Creek.
Clint, what do you think?
Is it buying a car?
Is it buying a car? If you are typical, if you are average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. The process of searching for and buying a car. Is it buying a car, Halvo?
It is!
It is, Clint!
You're going to the movie!
Yes, again, that clue earlier kind of having to do with shopping, and the way that we shop for cars has certainly changed over the years. It involves looking for something, and yeah, it's looking for that car. Clint, have you done any car shopping recently?
I have not.
All right. Well, expect to spend about 4.5 hours, I guess, researching next time.
You nailed it. Way to go, Clint.
You hang on the line for us, and we will get you those Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Yes, indeed. If you're typical, if you're average, it'll take about 4.5 hours, that process of researching and shopping for your next vehicle. And we've got some great car dealers that advertise here on WWIB and always appreciate your support of them.